Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. Have the Texans already failed? That's my question. The fill-in today, I'm asking that as we get ready for this upcoming season with the schedule release earlier this week. You can always text or call the show, 713-572-4610. I was listening to a lot of the station yesterday to hear what everyone thought about the schedule. And I was, let me first say, I was in agreement. This is not me calling out anybody on these airwaves.
No, go ahead.
And I heard, no, I won't do, I think that's already happened to you, right, recently? I won't do that again. Learned my lesson vicariously. But I heard yesterday, I think both of you guys yesterday said 10-7 for the prediction, which is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I listened to In the Drive, and or The Drive, I should say, and Ron was, I think, 10-7 as well. Clint was 9-8. And so it just got me thinking as I heard these predictions, and a lot of, I know Texans fans are saying 10-7. And it got me thinking, is this already kind of set up for a failure? If the Texans go 10-7 again, and by the way, how much of a shot do you actually give them in that game against the Ravens this year or in that game against the Chiefs this regular season?
Yeah.
If they go 10-7 and lose those games, maybe lose them badly, like how do we feel about that season, especially when it's just kind of a repeat of what we just had last year?
No, look, I hadn't thought of it like that. If they go 10-7, and you just laid it out, you know, it's by and large, at least on this station, you know, I think, Figgy, you ended up 12-5.
Yeah,
I was,
yeah.
All right, there we go. Some optimism.
So I did not have them beating the Ravens.
Yeah.
I did have them beating the Chiefs.
Ooh. Okay.
Nighttime December game in Kansas City.
Look at you.
But you acknowledge, I think we all acknowledge, you know, 10-7, maybe 11-6.
That's probably more reasonable.
That's more reasonable. I hadn't thought of it like that because – flat out, if we are here in however many months it is, you know, in January, and they finish the season, they're going into the playoffs 10-7. I think we're all going to be saying, "Well, that didn't work out like we thought."
Right.
Even though we thought 10-7.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and they probably losing a lot of key games too. Mm-hmm. We're just like, man, how you lose to the Titans?
Yeah.
That's part of it because I also heard most people say, "Oh, they'll go 5-1 against the division, maybe even 6-0."
Yeah.
But if you do the math, if you subtract that 10-7 record, 5-1 against the division, that means 5-6 against the rest of the league. We're talking about a losing team outside of a bad division. That shouldn't be acceptable.
Yeah.
And it'd be 10-7 with three straight years with a young quarterback. It reminds me of almost Drew Brees. He went through that stretch. He had three straight 8-8 seasons in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're kind of wasting the prime of this guy.
Yeah.
You have CJ Stroud on this rookie quarterback where you don't have to pay him yet. And if you're just going to have another 10-7 season and you still are not close to being able to beat the Ravens or maybe even the Chiefs, it's like, man, we're kind of just treading water here and we're not advancing. We're not progressing like we're supposed to be.
I think that's a solid point, like I said, that I hadn't even really thought of. If we're all saying 10-7, then we're saying,
just run it back.
But that's
kind of the new average a little bit.
And this isn't unique to us, but I think we're all confidently hopeful that certain things will work out. Now, that's kind of a fool's errand sometimes. You know, hey, we think the offensive line, but, you know, what I've been saying is they got 17 dudes in the room right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're bound to find five or eight or seven on game day that are good. But that's still hope. That's still, like, confidence, you know, and maybe hope that they'll do it. Here we are with the wide receivers, really high on some of the, you know, Higgins and Noel that they brought in. But that's still hope,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So, if you know, reasonably looking at it, I feel 10-7. So yeah, if we're still here, we'll be like disappointed.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's my concern is that seems to be the expectation 10-7, but then once that season plays out, it's like, oh man, third straight year 10-7, win the division, maybe win a playoff game, lose the set. We're no closer to competing for a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you should be doing each year, especially when you have the young quarterback. Do you feel better? Let's run through some of these concerns from a year ago to now.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive coordinator, big question mark. We don't know which direction that's going to go in. But do you feel better about the offensive coordinator now compared to last year?
Oh, not even close. I was more confident last year.
Right.
100%. Coming off the year that he had, head coaching interviews.
So you don't feel better?
Well, if that's the question, I'm not saying I don't have that hopeful confidence.
But just comparing to last year.
But how I feel about the coordinator now versus last year? I mean, everybody felt good about Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, I actually don't feel good.
Even
about
compared to last year at this time?
Last year, I felt good last year. Honestly, I was more on board of maybe Bobby sticking around for another year and see what they do with the offensive line and kind of shuffle some stuff.
Yeah,
I know that wasn't going to happen, but I kind of wanted to see what they do with maybe a different offensive line and maybe try to do some other things.
Yeah. Which what about the wide receiving core?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
I probably felt better. I'm optimistic. I think the ceiling is high for this wide receiving core. I also think maybe these draft picks don't work out and Christian Kirk's still injured. Mm. I think, if I'm being honest, I felt better about the group at this time last year in the wide receiver room than I do right now.
I think I did too. Remember the five-headed monster?
Mm-hmm.
None of them were rookies either.
Yeah.
You had Stephon Diggs, you had Tank Dell. Oh boy, what a year he's going to have.
Yeah.
Now, I know there were circumstances that were out of his control, but obviously Nico coming off a good year.
Nico. We thought John Metchie was going to take a step.
We thought, but even if you didn't include him, you had Dalton Schultz. Hey, he's bound to, you know, have a better year, I should say. And then you bring in Joe Mixon. All right. You know, and I know we left it specifically to receivers, but the five-headed monster was all experienced, you know, all pretty much proven.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case this year.
No, it's not. Yeah. Offensive line. Do you feel better today about the offensive line than you did this time a year ago?
Now, that one I might say yes, simply because of what I put, you know, what I said earlier about sheer numbers, you're bound to find someone. And by the way, I know there are big questions. You and I had this discussion last time we were on the air together about Trent Brown versus Cam Robinson and all that. But they are proven. You do have, you know, another draft pick. You do have some solid options that have at least played and started on the interior line. That one I will say I do have more confidence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I feel better about that one. I feel better about the future of the offensive line.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about. To me, I'm a little worried about left tackle and interior for this year. Like this year going forward.
Yeah,
I think I'm with you. I feel better about the future. I don't know about the like the here and now or the start of the season. It might be a little rocky
because you did give up. I don't care what y'all say. A top five tackle and Laremy Tunsil. For Cam Robinson right now. I just don't know how that will work out right now.
And then the last one I'll ask, defense obviously supposed to be really good. It was really good last year. But the one position people kind of nitpick is interior defensive line, defensive tackle. Do you feel better about defensive tackles now than you did last year?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do. I think bringing in some of these defense – well, I think they're really good on the edges, and they're going to be better on the edges, I feel – which is going to make the interior defensive line, I think, better. And of course, with Fadakasi, back.
Sheldon Rankins.
And Rankins and Mario. I think, what about you? Because I'm sensing you do not.
I was kind of the same.
Yeah.
I don't feel worse. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I feel better. I think I'm kind of neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been saying all offseason, though, I'm not that concerned. The defense is so good that I think it just – I'm not that worried about interior defensive line.
Yeah.
And maybe it is a slight improvement compared to a year ago, but overall I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah.
On the text line, 713-572-4610 from the 832, they said, based on the 10-7 prediction of 6-10 on-air personalities, did the Texans already fail? I'm pretty sure the Texans don't give a rip about your predictions. No, they haven't already failed. That's fair, but I'd also say this. The Vegas win total is 9.5. Mm-hmm. So it's not just us crazy guys over here at 6-10. Vegas, who they usually know what they're doing, they put the Texans right there around 9-8, 10-7, which would be pretty much a duplicate of the last two seasons.
And we didn't say they already failed, if you want them to be
honest. That was just
we
my
said
question.
If we are here at the end of the year, you know, and they're 10-7, I think we'll feel as if, what? That wasn't what we thought it would be.
No, and that's and look, I asked the question. I'll own it. Put it on me. I'll be the wet blanket here. Mm-hmm. That was my nickname at the sleepovers growing up. Wet blanket. let's see. Also on the text line, if I don't care if they go 9-8, the bar is to make it to the AFC Championship game.
Now that is fair.
I think that is fair.
But 9-8 is a much tougher road.
Yeah,
We know that.
And how confident would you be getting into the playoffs at 9-8?
Exactly. Exactly, and that's what we were talking about.
Because unless you feel like the 8 losses were all hard teams.
And they do have the hardest schedule in the division, but that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, because, and I've brought this up before, it turned into a whole other thing with Ron and my principles when it comes to but I always say, don't bring flowers on the first date because you set the bar too high for following dates.
Yeah.
And I think when the Texans win 10 games in year one and win a playoff game in year one, you have to keep taking those next steps. In year two, you have to win a second playoff game, right? And so now here we are in year three where that should be the expectation is to 100%. Make it to the AFC title game, I mean, at least.
Yeah, because how did y'all feel about the season last year? Do you feel like it was a bit disappointing?
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
And I think part of that reason is because D'Amico Ryan's first year, they won 10 games and made it to and won a playoff game. So now that following year, we expected to get to an AFC championship game and compete with the Chiefs and the Ravens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
From the 832, they also point out first place schedule. I don't know if that's a concern, but then they also say playoffs is what matters. It matters in both senses. They need to be in the playoffs this year, and then it matters, obviously, that's where whatever you do in the regular season, you have to obviously win games in the playoffs.
Well, the first place schedule makes it you grading on a curve 10-7 versus having a last place schedule, 10-7.
That's fair.
So
okay.
I think that's what he's talking about, or she, and that's more than fair.
Yeah, no, I can get behind that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it's me asking the question, hearing all these predictions and thinking, man, if they go 10-7 for the third straight year, that just feels like a letdown when you have the young, cheap quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we'll get to what's popping, run through some things for you. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.